Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records. This is Glenn Robison. Sometime after 9/11, I played a set of New York songs in response to that terrible event. Recently, after the bombings in London, I played a set of London songs in support of the people of Britain. Now, as I was preparing for this week's show, I considered playing various sets of songs having to do with hurricanes, floods, levees, and New Orleans, in response to the devastation wrought by Hurricane Katrina. But after seeing news reports all this week of the destruction and all the human and animal misery, suffering, and death, that just didn't seem right. So this show has the usual assortment of topics and songs, but before you listen to it, I'm going to ask that you stop this internet stream now and write a check, or go to the web and make a donation to the Red Cross, Salvation Army, or other relief agency, specifically to benefit the victims of Hurricane Katrina. I've done so, and even if you've already done so, if you like this program, please give a little more. Then come back, restart the stream, and listen to this week's show. I think you'll enjoy it even more. Thank you. Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have a xylophone set, hear from the Spirits of Rhythm, celebrate Sam Lannon's birthday, try to break some habits, and have some songs for the holiday. Last week, we started off the show with a set of marimba records by request of listener and broadcaster Dixie Dick. Now, a number of you took to the web in search of Dixie Dick's show, but as you found out, and as Dick wrote to clarify, he's a former broadcaster, so unfortunately you won't find him on the air. Anyway, you may remember that Dick is also fascinated by xylophones. I promised to start this week's show with a set of xylophone records, and here they are.
A xylophone is one of the most fascinating instruments in the world, and Harry Brewer, one of the best xylophonists. Now, he's going to play first a composition of his own, which he has called On the Woodpile. Thank you. That's very, very catchy, Harry. Now, how about a little bit of the nimble Nola?
Thank you.
Set of rapidly rotating records featuring the xylophone by request of listener Dick in Florida. We just heard Havana from an Edison record recorded July 12, 1927. I can tell you that Havana was composed by John Schoenberger and that the lyric, which you didn't hear on that version, was written by Malvin Schoenberger and Abe Lyman, but I can't tell you who performed on that recording. I can tell you that before Havana, we heard Carol Gibbons and His Boyfriends and Magic Notes. The xylophone solo on that December 19, 1931 recording was Rudy Starita. We began with Harry Brewer and his own composition On the Woodpile, followed by Nola, written by Felix Arndt. But you already knew that because the announcer on that radio transcription told you. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Today, September 4th, marks the birth exactly 114 years ago of bandleader and band contractor Sam Lannon. As a child, he studied violin and clarinet, and after serving as a musician in World War I, in 1918 he led a dance band at New York City's Roseland Ballroom. Sam's three younger brothers, Jimmy, Howard, and Lester, also became dance band directors. Sam began recording in 1920 for Columbia, and few dance band directors made as many records as Sam Lannon. Some were made under his own name, but many were made under a dizzying array of pseudonyms such as the Arkansas Travelers, Broadway Bellhops, OK Melodians, New York Syncopators, the Melody Sheiks, Phil Hughes, Frank Auburn, Lloyd Keating, Jerry Fenwick, and Wally Edwards. He employed top-notch musicians for his bands, including Miff Mole, the Dorsey Brothers, Bix, Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman, Eddie Lang, and Bunny Berrigan. His Roseland Orchestra played on WHN radio in 1923, and his Ipana Troubadours were first heard on stations WEAF and WOO on April 8, 1925. In July of 1931, he began leading his Pillsbury Orchestra for the Pillsbury Pageant radio program, which was heard Friday nights on WABC. The Pillsbury show was canceled in March of 1932, but Lannon continued to work in radio until 1937 when he retired. He died on May 5, 1977. Here's Sam Lannon. Thank you.
the chase, find a sunny place, go and paint your face with sunshine, pay your doctor bills, throw away his pills, you can cure your ills with sunshine. Why don't you take your teardrops one by one before it gets too late and hang them up out in the sun, and they'll evaporate when the troubles start pounding at your heart. Rub the injured part with sunshine.
Chinamen like rice, kids fall for candy, gamblers for dice, even the strongest have weaknesses too. My strongest weakness is you. Thank you.
and easy. Smear the floor with wax, let yourself relax, do the up, do your back, free and easy. Start out breezy, let your elbows sag, let your tootsies drag like you had a jack, free and easy. Slave men, brave men, one foot in the grave, men, grab yourself a partner now. Show girls, slow girls, never had a bow, girls, here's your only chance and how. If you're pleasy, while the music plays, you can dance for days to the lazy craze, free and easy.
Sam Lennon and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Goodson 78 as the Hi-Hat Revelers, and the Free and Easy, written by Fred Allert and Roy Turk. The vocalist on that April 1930 recording was Frank Luther. Before the Free and Easy, it was the Ipana Troubadours, a Sam Lennon band, and My Strongest Weakness Is You. Smith Ballou provided the vocal on that October 11, 1929 Columbia recording. We began our tribute to Sam Lennon with Scrappy Lambert and Irving Berlin's Sunshine from February 17, 1929.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. At last week's Monday Night Salon, the subject of the Spirits of Rhythm came up. The Spirits of Rhythm was a string band whose distinctive sound came from a small Spanish guitar-typed string instrument known as the tiple, T-I-P-L-E, also pronounced tiple. It was made in the U.S. by the American guitar company Martin beginning in 1924. It's tuned like a ukulele and has 10 strings, with the two end strings doubled and the two in the middle tripled, but there are many other variations. The three tiple players in the Spirits were brothers Douglas and Walter Daniels and Leo Watson. The group also included guitarist Teddy Bunn and, in 1933, Virgil Scoggins, who brought along an array of homemade percussion stuff to bang on. Another characteristic of the group was their nonsense vocals, scat singing, and other antics. The Spirits of Rhythm were active into the mid-40s. Here are the Spirits of Rhythm.
Ha 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 da 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 da.
Gangway for that famous sleuth.
Must be Sherlock, that's the truth.
Elementary, Dr. Watson.
You are amazing, Mr. Holmes.
Say, no detective stands a chance.
Well, how about the Falivans?
Say, he's a good man, Dr. Watson.
Amateurs, Mr. Holmes.
When they have a crime wave and the papers all rave and they're hollering for a showdown, the inspector conceded he's gotta have me.
Quick, Sherlock. Lowdown.
Cops can't even solve a crime.
Bound to miss it every time.
Now ain't that awful, Dr. Watson?
Simply lousy, Mr. Holmes.
Have a case where they raid some gambling place. How they muff it, Dr. Watson.
What's the reason, Mr. Holmes?
Well, by the time the cops catch on, all the evidence is gone. Must be dummies, Dr. Watson.
Why, they're morons, Mr. Holmes.
While they're looking around, not a thing to be found. All the gambling rooms and lobbies, and the rattle of dice is the tangle of ice.
Look, a Sherlock, the bobbies.
Why, Inspector, howdy do.
Sherlock, I'll be seeing you.
Now, where you going, Dr. Watson?
To China, Mr. Holmes. As fast as I get bored, as bad as I get bored, as bad as I get bored, as bad as I Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
From Monday on, my cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. I'll pick on Monday because it's wash day. I'm gonna wash all my blues away. From Monday on, skies will be brighter. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start in shouting, hey, hey, when it says love, honors, and affair. I'll be happy from Monday on.
Some say that Monday is a mighty blue day.
Aha, but I'll make Monday my belly hoo day.
While folks are crying, you're that happy, go Logan child. From Monday on, you play the horses. That's the pastime you're gonna choose.
And it makes no difference if I win or lose. I got a system to beat the blues. I'll be happy from Monday on. Right.
got rhythm, you've got rhythm, I've got my gal who asks for anything more. I've got daisies in green pastures, I've got my gal who asks for anything more. Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I've got starlight, I've got sweet dreams, I've got my gal who could ask for anything more, who could ask for anything more.
Three from the Spirits of Rhythm. We've started off with Dr. Watson and Mr. Holmes from September 14th, 1934. That was followed by Ella Logan with the Spirits of Rhythm and From Monday On, written by Harry Barris and Bing Crosby. That was recorded in Hollywood on September 4th, 1934, just a week after Red McKenzie had recorded it with the Spirits in New York. We finished up with The Five Spirits of Rhythm, October 24, 1933, and George and Ira Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Smoking is one of the few bad habits I've managed to avoid, but my friend Jerry has been a smoker for a very long time. A couple of weeks ago, he made up his mind to quit, and so far has been able to keep from lighting up. I certainly want to support his effort, and was going to play a set of songs about smoking, but figured that might make him want to smoke, so instead I'll play a set of rapidly rotating records about habits, beginning with the Bucktown Five.
Thank you. gluttony, it's a habit of mine. I've gotta be kissed, oh, I've gotta be kissed. Pardon me, but your lips are divine. They've gotta be kissed, oh, they've gotta be kissed. I've had this little weakness since my babyhood, so give me only one, ha ha, I knew you would. But don't get sore if I ask you for more, 'cause that's a habit of mine.
Best wishes to friend and listener Jerry for good luck in his effort to break a long-time smoking habit. That was Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol in January of 1937, and I Can't Break the Habit of You. Before Dolly Dawn, we heard Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band with the vocal by Eddie Collis on It's a Habit of Mine. That Leo Robin-Richard Whiting collaboration was recorded July 3, 1929. We began that set of habit songs with the Bucktown Five and Buddy's Habits. The Bucktown Five only existed in the recording studio, and their entire recorded output of seven tunes was waxed on a single day, February 25, 1924, by Jeanette. Buddy's Habits was also recorded by bands led by Elmer Scoble, King Oliver, and the tune's composer, Charlie Strait. The Bucktown Five consisted of then 18-year-old Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Volley Defoe on clarinet, Marvin Saxby, who played banjo, guitar, and drums, Guy Carey on trombone, and Mel Stitzel on piano.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend. I know I'm enjoying mine. And in honor of Labor Day, here's a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with labor, beginning with Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
I'm another self-made man. Made a lot of dough, now I want to go back home. I've had my lesson when it comes to running wild. Thereafter I'm confessing I'll be mama's angel child. I'm bringing home the bacon to a mama down in Macon. She's waited patiently for me. You ask me why I'm shaking. I'm excited cause I'm taking the 515 back where I long to be. I've been up and down, down and up, now I've got 6 cents. So the thing to do, even you are smart enough to guess. I'm bringing home the bacon, gonna give instead of taking. That's making bacon, raking happiness. Bringing home the bacon to a mama down in Macon. Believe you me when I declare, I'm passing up temptation, gonna buy my transportation to Georgia cause my heart is ever there. I'm a rolling stone now and then, but I must confess, when she wrote to me, boy, come home, you bet I answered yes. I'm bringing home the bacon, gonna give instead of taking, that's making bacon, raking happiness. Mama down in Macon, she's been a snicker through and through. Just hear me when I stutter, her biscuits spread with butter would make a doggone glutton out of you. Pretty sealskin brown, sniffing hound, get you in a mess. A lot of fancy clothes, dominoes, they get you less. I'm bringing home the bacon, gonna give instead of taking. That's making bacon, raking happiness.
Thank you. the work begins to pile up and your temper starts to rile up, that's the time a fellow needs a saw. Doctor, banker, butcher, baker, you can be a merrymaker if you'll keep on singing all day long. If you're hanging in suspense from 8 till 5, and you want to keep the sense of humor alive, just whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best, then take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. When two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Life's work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Jolly cowboys discussing plans at tea. There's one, I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I'm an old cow puncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a tough one and take on great big jags. But I have a home, boys, a good one you all know. Although I have not seen it since long, long ago, but I'm going back.
back to Dixie once more to see them all. Yes, I'm going back to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. When I left home, boys, my mother for me cried. She begged me not to leave her, for me she would have died. My mother's heart is breaking, breaking for me, that's all. And with God's help, I'll see her when the work's all done this fall. That very night, this cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy and storming very hard. The cattle all got frightened and raced in wild stampede. The cowboy tried to head them while riding at full speed. While riding in the darkness, so loudly did he shout, trying his best to head them and turn the herd about. His saddle horse did stumble and upon him did fall. The boy won't see his mother when the work's all done this fall. Boy, send my mother my wages, the wages I have earned. For I'm afraid, boys, my last year I have turned. I'm going to a new range, I hear the master's call. And I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. George, you may have my saddle, Bill, you may have my bed. Jack, you may have my pistol after I am dead. But think of me kindly as you look upon them all. For I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. Poor Charlie was buried at sunrise, no tombstone at his head. Nothing but a little slab, and this is what it said. Charlie died at daybreak, he died from a fall. And he'll not see his mother when the work's all done is fall.
We began this Labor Day set of rapidly rotating records with Billy Jones, backed by Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and Bringin' Home the Bacon from 1924. Bringin' Home the Bacon was written by Frank Bannister and Lou Caldwell. Next, from March of 1938, we heard Billy Cotton and his band with Whistle While You Work from Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Then, from October 14, 1937, Edith Wright sang George and Ira Gershwin's Nice Work If You Can Get It. Backing Edith Wright there was Tommy Dorsey and his Clambake 7. We finished up with Carl T. Doc Sprague, the first singing cowboy, and his 1925 recording of When the Work's All Done This Fall, which became a major success for Sprague and paved the way for other Western vocalists such as Harry McClintock. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.